By way of invitation this evening, we'll be reading from Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Most of you are aware of the fact that, especially early in the epistle, the Apostle Paul is explaining that the Gentile, though he did not have many of the advantages that the Jew had, was likewise a recipient of grace under Christ, and is likewise justified by faith. And he has to argue this strongly because there are Jews that rejected it, Jewish Christians that had a problem with it. And so he made the statement in verses 7 and 8 of chapter 4, "Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin." And this text here in verses 7 and 8 leads to his question, does the blessedness come upon the circumcised only or upon the uncircumcised also? Of course, the circumcised was the Jew, and the Jew often referred to the Gentile as uncircumcised, as being one who is unclean, one who is outside of the blessings of God, because the covenant of circumcision was a token between the Israelites and God. And that token went all the way back to Abraham. You'll remember it was Abraham and his household that initially entered into the covenant of circumcision. And since Abraham was the father of the people of Israel, then that token of circumcision was an agreement between God and the children of Israel that they were his chosen ones. But he asked this question in verse 10. How was it then accounted concerning Abraham being accounted to righteousness, as indicated in Genesis 15:6? Was it accounted of him while he was circumcised or uncircumcised? And what happened was that statement that Abraham believed God was accounted to him for righteousness was when he was yet uncircumcised. And the point that he makes there, of course, is that that is available to the Gentile as well. That it was before Abraham was circumcised, while he was yet uncircumcised, that his faith justified him. And the same claim is made, of course, to Gentiles today. Now, we talk about the nation promise is given in Genesis, the 12th chapter, to Abraham, that of his seed he would make a great nation. And we also talk about what's referred to as the seed promise, that from his seed all nations of the earth will be blessed. There is a text in Genesis chapter 17 and verse 5 that is quoted by the Apostle Paul in Romans 4 verse 17. As he was speaking of Abraham, he said, "As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations." A father of many nations. So Abraham is not the father only of the Jewish nation, but all of those today in faith who are circumcised in heart are children of Abraham. And that's an argument that Paul makes in a number of different places. And so it is not so important today whether or not an individual is physically a Jew. Because Abraham is the father of many nations. And it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what your physical lineage might be. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you are justified by that faith. And that's the argument that Paul's making in this text. So if there is anyone who is here who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and would like to act upon that faith, and you have an opportunity to do that this evening. If you need to repent of your sins, repent of your sins. If you need to confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God, then confess Him as the Son of God. If you need to be baptized, then be baptized to have your sins washed away. Justification by faith is available to all men. It doesn't matter who you are. And we offer that opportunity to you to be a believer and to be saved this evening. We can assist you in that. We can help anyone who is here to answer the invitation call. We extend it at this time to all who are here. If you have a need, would you come now while together we stand and while we sing?